This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Thirsty Thursday. I love that it's actually finally Thursday because I feel like every day has felt like Thursday this week. I don't know why.
I'm telling you, it's felt like Friday for me all week long, and I'm very disappointed each day when I'm like, oh no, Metallica's not playing tonight. I still have a few more days.
But happy Metallica Eve to everyone. We're going to be going tomorrow. We're very excited.
Just a little bit. I keep getting more and more excited the closer we get because I keep seeing other friends from other towns that are posting videos of Metallica performing in whatever town they're in. I'm like, this is the making for a great weekend.
We even got a text at 206-803-ROCK. Someone said, are you guys going to be on the field or in seats at the show tomorrow? We're going to be in seats.
No, we're on stage. we're the opening act. Pantera can't make it.
Yes, Danny on guitar, yeah. Steve on the drums.
It's the Taryn Daly Jug Band, and we're going to crush it.
And we are in section 134, I believe.
Why are you telling people where we're going to be?
Wow.
Well, in case they want to come say hi.
I was trying to be all secretive.
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm kidding.
Look for the KISW tent.
Look for the dorky ball guy.
There's going to be a KISW tent somewhere.
Me and Thrill are there. Me and Thrill are both going to be there.
We have a lot of... Well, so is Ryan Castle.
Yeah, that's true. Look for the dorky bald crew.
So many.
Danny, when are you going to shave your head?
You know,
It's go time.
Is it go time?
It's a KISW thing.
I don't think I'm in.
But also look for our tent tomorrow. It's going to be somewhere. There's going to be a KISW tent somewhere.
Look for the dorky bald guys.
We're not sure exactly where, but it's going to be there. And we're very excited. So we'll see you guys tomorrow.
The dorky bald guys and Danny with the hair. Yeah.
Let's inform our beloved Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
The DMD is brought to you by the Dorky Bald Guys, a brand new business. No, brought to you by Palace Law. And today is a very special day, and I'm going to put all of you to the test.
Again.
Yes. I kind of like doing this. I'm going to play a song, and you're going to have to guess what today's day is.
Yesterday was Power Rangers Day.
Yes.
Okay.
And today...
Wake up.
All right, Danny knows. Sarah, do you know?
No.
Taryn, I feel like you know.
Is it the anniversary of the System of a Down album?
Wrong.
Wow.
Danny, it's Chop Suey Day. It's National Chop Suey Day. God, you two are so stupid.
You are so bad.
How did I not get that?
Dummy. Oh, here comes the best part.
Makes me want to punch you guys.
Do it.
Don't tempt me.
Punch my arm.
No, I don't want to hurt you.
We should play the song every morning.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
She actually punched
me. She legit punched me, but it didn't even...
Stop. It kind of hurt my hand.
It didn't hurt at all.
It didn't hurt at all.
Not even a little bit.
It's because he's so jacked because he's wrestling this weekend at Bumbershoot.
Bumbershoot, brother. It's time for me to take that Bumbermania title home with me.
Now I'm sad.
It didn't hurt at all.
Next time I'll do it with my left so I get the ring in there.
Oh, okay.
So now we're trying to get blood.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the first time that you heard that song?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't think my mind has ever been more blown by a song than the first time I heard that. I was like, how is this even... I mean, now it's just... You're just used to it. But it's so freaking weird, and it takes you on so many different twists and turns, and it's so unique.
Oh, yeah.
I remember just being like, what the hell? How did they write this song?
That was the song that kicked off my System of a Down phase.
Oh, I think for a lot of people it did. Yeah, I mean, they already had, like, Sugar. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, this band's a little quirky, but that song was just like, what? How? All right, let's talk about the Mariners. What? How? What a win yesterday. That was awesome. And they did it in the afternoon, so I was just riding high all day because of that. They ended up beating the Tampa Bay Rays 6-2. Mm. Julio Rodriguez had a home run. It was nice to see him get a couple of hits. Hopefully this is the start of something good for Julio because he needs it. The only unfortunate thing about yesterday was that the Astros won in one big as well. I think they won like 10-0. So we're still 3.5 games back. But you know what? There's still time.
There's hope.
And they're looking good these days.
Let's go Mariners.
Let's go Mariners.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have named Russell Wilson as their starting quarterback.
Mr. Unlimited.
Marking the fourth different week one starter in as many seasons.
Go Hawks.
Even though he had a calf injury during training camp, Russell Wilson did outperform Justin Fields, so he will be their guy.
You know what? I've never rooted for the Pittsburgh Steelers and never thought I would, but I'm kind of rooting. I want to see Russ do okay.
Because it was rough in Denver.
It was, and like I did dance on his grave a little bit, especially that first season because I wanted the Seahawks to get a high draft pick. But ever since then, I like to see a little bit of a Russell Wilson resurgence. Oh, I'm okay with that. As long as they don't ever like beat the Seahawks or anything along those lines, I'll be rooting for him from a very distant
place. I'm cool with that, yeah.
All right, I have a question for you guys. I know we've all gone to Oregon before. Has anyone ever enjoyed Killer Burger?
No, if I go to Oregon, it's Burgerville all the way.
Burgerville. Yeah, if I go to Oregon, it's Texas Toast at a certain place. No, I'm kidding. Apparently, they're expanding to Washington State. They have plans to open 6 new locations in the Puget Sound area, including Tacoma, Puyallup, Olympia as well, over the next 5 years. And it's a super popular burger place that's mostly in places in Oregon like Salem, and also I think they're in Portland as well, but they're known for their peanut butter pickle bacon burger.
Weird.
I'm totally curious to see what this is all about, though. And they have a great name, Killer Burger.
Killer Burger. I mean, if it's not killer, I'll be very disappointed, because that's false advertising.
Then they should be changed to Disappointing Burger. I would eat at a place called Disappointing Burger, too.
Change my mind.
Just to see how bad it is, right? Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 76 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
You know the movie Castaway? Do you remember this very iconic moment from the movie?
Wilson, where are you? Wilson! Wilson! Wilson!
Yes, I do.
A member of the show just learned the story of this movie and is pissed.
Wilson!
Now, why is that? We will tell you at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are one of the lucky people that follows our friend Sarah on social media, you probably have noticed that her Instagram stories...
I have her blocked.
...can be a little interesting. They can be a little entertaining. She's kind of a weirdo.
Her Instagram stories are like a reality show.
Sarah also seems to get mad over the most random things, some dumb things. So we figured we should check in and see what she's mad about.
The Sarah, she's ratchet, but she'll also get angry at the dumbest shit. The Daily Mix Show presents What's Sarah Mad About? It's Sarah Mad About. What's Sarah Mad About?
Big thanks to Yellow Card for writing that song for us. It's
so
really
great.
Nice of them, yeah.
You'll hear it at Emo Night.
We hit up MXPX, but they were busy.
So this thing that Sarah is mad about stems from that iconic movie Castaway starring Tom Hanks, and it's mainly the scene where Tom Hanks loses his friend, Wilson.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson! Wilson! Wilson!
And I was not, obviously not everybody has ever seen this movie, but I feel like everybody understands what's going on in that scene, right?
Oh, yeah.
You would think.
So Sarah's rage continued when Danny showed up to work.
Good morning.
Well, this is before Danny even showed up.
Oh, yes, this is before.
Oh, my God. Good morning. So I'm doing some Beat Migs questions, and one came up, and it said, in which movie does Tom Hanks play a character stranded on a deserted island with a volleyball named Wilson? Wilson's a volleyball?
What? Do not okay me.
Well, thanks also for an answer for a future Beat Migs question. I really appreciate that.
It might be happening in the 7 o'clock hour. So,
well, if that's the question, of course I'm going to know the answer. This is like a no-brainer.
Well, now you are.
I think she's the only one that was yesterday years old.
So that whole like Wilson is for a volleyball. I clearly have never seen the movie.
No,
but I always just assumed Wilson was a person. But it's a volleyball. What?
So then Danny showed up.
Now Danny
showed up, and she had to bring Danny into this rage.
And these are the moments where I'm appreciative of having Danny here so I don't have to listen to this.
Danny,
hi.
I have a question for you.
What
is Wilson in the movie Wilson?
Yeah.
Castaway. What's Wilson?
First of all, Danny, you sound so enthused to talk to her.
I was going
to
say, why do I sound like George? Are we sure that I'm not George?
Well, you are her work husband.
Yeah, that's fair. But do we all just turn into George when we talk to Sarah?
What?
Does everyone just have that expression when I talk?
He's a volleyball.
Is that just a known thing?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and I've never seen the movie either.
But you knew it was a volleyball?
Yeah.
All right, first, we got to put it on the list.
Put it on
the list of movies they need to watch.
No! I thought this entire time Wilson was a person.
No. That's the whole thing. He's abandoned. His only friend is a ball. Yeah. He paints a face on it.
Oh, don't. Spoiler alert.
No, sorry.
What? Mm-hmm. My mind is blown.
Why?
Because I thought it was a person. Wilson! I thought they were screaming to like a person drowning or something.
Early for this.
I mean, you're not wrong. And also, the poor volleyball is drowning.
Oh my God.
Have you not watched that scene yet?
No, but I Googled it because I thought my trivia was wrong. And then I saw the face on the volleyball and I'm like, this is real.
Yeah, it is. It's based on a true story.
No, you better not.
What are they? You're screaming to a volleyball?
Yes.
That's so stupid.
He's the only friend. His only friend in the world, Sarah.
At least he has a friend unlike you.
Jeez. A little savage over there.
He's harsh.
Yeah. I mean, okay, on paper, it sounds like a dumb concept to a film, but if you actually watch the movie, it takes you on an adventure, and it's emotional.
No, it is a dumb movie. If you
can't say that if you haven't seen it. Says the guy who says movies are dumb and hasn't seen it.
Right. I'm going to make a movie about a guy on an island and his only friend is a volleyball. Wow, that sounds invigorating. And then the volleyball what? Drowns? The volleyball drowns?
It floats away.
You got to watch it to understand it.
Sounds pretty stupid.
I bet people are curious, though, if George had anything to say about this.
This is the best part. So then you go home and you're still stewing about this.
Yeah, I was. I still am.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
I learned something today.
Okay.
Okay. You know the movie Castaway?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've never seen it.
George sounds so excited. He's like, oh, we're going to talk about something I like.
That movie's awesome.
For once.
I think I can actually bond with my wife about something.
Okay, well, I've never seen it. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know what Wilson is?
Yeah, a volleyball.
What the actual f***, dude?
I'm so glad that you've calmed down over the course of several hours of now knowing this information.
Nope. A volleyball?
Yeah.
It's a volleyball.
Yes.
Wilson isn't a person?
No, he's a volleyball.
Wilson is
He was his best friend.
But his
That's
best...
all he had.
Was it the volleyball?
Wilson was all he had out there.
So the whole Wilson, it's about a volleyball?
Hell is sad. He floated away.
I thought it was about a real human drowning.
No. It was his best friend.
I'm shook.
Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson! I'm sorry! Wilson!
Dude, it's a volleyball. Chill.
I can't.
You can't.
Wilson!
Can I also say that at the end of the show yesterday, she comes up to me all excited to school me on something.
Oh boy.
She comes up, she's like, do you know why his name is Wilson, Danny?
Give up.
You knew it was a volleyball, but do you know why his name is Wilson? And I was like, yeah, the brand of the ball is Wilson. And she's like, you knew that too?
Sarah.
Sorry, just texted to Sarah, know why the volleyball's name is Wilson.
The amount of DMs I got.
She was
telling
so excited
me that.
To school
me. Yeah, I have a fun fact for everyone. Did you guys know why?
Oh my gosh.
Someone said this might be Sarah's dumbest take.
So what about you, Rockaholics? Do you think that you could top our friend Sarah? What dumb thing?
In what way?
What dumb thing pissed you off? 206-803-ROCK. Maybe it's something from a movie like Sarah. Like Sarah's Rage.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a TV show. Maybe it's a song. It could be anything. What are you pissed about? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Weezer.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
What dumb thing pissed you off? 206-803-ROCK. Maybe it's from a movie like Sarah and the Castaway Situation. Maybe it's a TV show, a song. It could be anything. What are you pissed about? 206-803-ROCK. Spencer, you're on I-90, and your ex-wife woke you up for something really stupid. What was it?
Good morning, all.
What's up, Spencer?
So, first, like I told Sarah, first of all, that if I'm sleeping, don't wake me up. Let me wake up on my own. Let me set an alarm, yada, yada. So let's preface this with that, right?
Okay.
So we're asleep. It's somewhere, let's say 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And she starts violently shaking me in bed. You know, honey, Spencer, wake up. What? You know, what? She's like, you got to come to the window. And I went, what? She's like, there are two moons. And I went, what? She goes, I'm serious. Come look. And she is, I'm not joking. She is all serious. She's like, just come look. There are two moons right now. And I get up, and obviously we have double pane windows.
Oh.
And you kind of figure out where I'm going.
Spencer, like, I was kind of hoping that you were just going to drop her pants and moon you at that point, because that at least would have been funny.
206-803-ROCK. Bruce from Olympia, you want to actually explain something about Castaway that you find funny
Here
for
we
Sarah?
Go.
Well, I thought it was funny when Helen Hunt runs down the driveway in the rain. She keeps yelling, Jack. His name's Chuck.
Oh.
You know, I never even picked up on that.
I didn't know that either. Huh.
Just something to add to the reason why this movie is stupid.
How did they screw that up? You got people that their job is to make sure that the continuity is right. Yes. Like continuity directors, and they just let that one fall?
Oh, we're really selling it for Sarah.
Yeah,
206-803-ROCK. Nate in Puyallup, you are mad about something to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed about what they did to Thor, honestly.
What'd they do to Thor? Oh, because they made him kind of like a joke?
Well, yeah, and I'm a huge Norse mythology nerd, so I was excited when they came out with Thor, and they kind of were, he was a little bit underpowered, and then Ragnarok came out, and they actually, like, acknowledged him as the God of Thunder, which I was excited about. Mm. And, like, Fat Thor I can get along with, because he was kind of a glutton in mythology. And then I went and saw Love and Thunder, and, I mean, the opening scene was really good, and then it was just garbage from then on.
So were you pissed when they had, like Fat Thor?
No. No, he was kind of a glutton, so I mean, it kind of checks out.
Okay.
But the Love and Thunder was just so bad with all the bad jokes, and he needed a bunch of kids to help him. And then they gave Zeus, like, a plastic lightning bolt. Like, what?
Poor Thor. Steve in Kirkland, what are you mad about that had to do with the show this morning?
Uh-oh. I just can't stand that song you played right after you said call in. You played that stupid song, and I hated it. I hated it when it was done by the original band, and I hate it even more now.
Dude, you know what, Steve? We've received a few text messages with that same answer. And as a Weezer fan, I wouldn't put this in my top 10 Weezer songs.
No, not at all.
And I'm the opposite. When this comes on, I don't know what it is. I just groove. No. And no one else really does.
It's funny you say that because I remember going to see them at the Washington State Fair with my buddy Ethan and my wife and his lady as well. And, like, you know, I'm just loving the Weezer show. And everything's going great. And then they bust into that song. I'm like, oh. And then I look around and it's like everybody that's, you know, like in their
20s. Yep.
And younger are losing their crap. Like, this is the song that they came to see.
Wow.
And it made me so sad.
Oh, no. Steve in Bellevue, you're pretty pissed about something that has to do with music. Tell us.
Oh, absolutely. I'm pissed with the state of modern popular music, and I'm shaking my fist firmly at cloud. Auto-tune. Repeated trap beats, lack of imagination, and, you know, again, technology, in my opinion, has made the barrier to entry to music extremely low. So, yes, I'm a product of the 80s, and yes, I believe the 80s were the best generation for diversity in popular music, and so I will get off soapbox now.
I love you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
And I contend, though, auto-tune cannot make me sound good as a singer.
Yeah.
I might be the only turd that they can't polish.
We should try that sometime.
I would love to.
Challenge accepted. Rockaholic, someone out there can beat Steve. I just know it in my heart of hearts. He is currently 237 wins, 71 losses, and 40 ties. Did you grunt?
I did. Don't need auto-tune for that.
40 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.